ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Srimad Bhagavatam, translation from Sanskrit to English and commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Text 9.
Srimad Bhagavatam,
Dharmasya hyarpa vargyasya Nārthortāyopakalpate Nārthasya dharmaikāntasya Kāmo labhāya hi smṛtaḥ Dharmasya hyārpavārgyasya Nārthortāyopakalpate Nārthasya dharmaikāntasya Kāmo labhāya hi smṛtaḥ Dharmasya hyārpavārgyasya Nārthortāyopakalpate Nārthasya dharmaikāntasya Kāmo labhāya hi smṛtaḥ Dharmasya hyārpavārgyasya Nārthortāyopakalpate Nārthasya dharmaikāntasya Kāmola Hismritaha Kāmola bhaya hismritaha Just one point. It should be pronounced not dharmasya hi arpava, but as one flowing sound. Dharmasya hi arpavargyasya. Try again. No. Dharmasya hyarpavargyasya No, don't. Dharmasya hyarpavargyasya Okay. No. You say it.
Dharmasya hyarpavargyasya
Okay. Now, need to go to Gurukul. Send him to Gurukul. All right, go on to the second line. Nārthortāyopakalpate. Nārthortāyopakalpate. Nārthasya dharmaikāntasya. Kāmo labhāya hi smṛtaḥ. Anyone? Madhavanan? Stop. Can you hear the difference? Dharmasya hi apavargasya. Okay, now listen carefully. Dharmasya hi arpavargasya. Can you hear the difference? Yes, no, not sure. Yeah. Okay, try it. Okay, we have to send them all to Gurukul. They never learned. Or, all right, let's just go on with it. All occupational engagements are certainly meant for ultimate liberation. They should never be performed for material gain. Furthermore, according to sages, one who is engaged in the ultimate occupational service should never use material gain to cultivate sense gratification. Once when Srila Prabhupada was asked which is his favorite verse, he replied, quoting this one. Which we can understand from this, that Srila Prabhupada was fully focused on directing people to the ultimate goal of life. Krishna consciousness can be especially appreciated by pious people. This festival is organized to encourage the participants to enroll subscribers for Bhagavad Darshanam magazine. And it will be pious people who will agree to take a subscription. They will have to give some. In this verse, the word artha is used. Actually, it comes. The words dharma and artha, they both come twice in this verse. So artha means purpose, and it also means money or material gain. So most people think that material gain is the purpose of life. But people who are pious, they know that more important than getting money is to follow dharma. Or they may consider that yes, getting money is very important, but we should also follow dharma. And if we get plenty of money, then we should spend some of it for the purpose of dharma. Just like this Kalyana Mandapam was constructed by wealthy people for the sake of dharma. So that people could come here and following the principles of dharma become married. But for almost everybody who's pious, their ultimate goal is how to enjoy this material world. Not in a gross or sinful or highly exploitive manner. But following the principles of dharma, and in fact, the Vedic literature as well as other religious literatures, they generally seem to encourage people to be religious in their pursuit of happiness in this world. Ihalok paralok, these are two Sanskrit terms that are often used together. Ihalokam paralokam means in this world and in the other world. So pious people, they think that by observing the principles of dharma, we shall live in a happily in this world and happily in the next world also. So a major part of Srila Prabhupada's mission was to inform such pious people that material or endeavors in this world should not be for the sake of enjoying this world, piously or impiously. One should be pious, one should follow the principles of religion, that is certain. But one should also know that the real dharma is not to try to enjoy this world, but to come out of it and go to the spiritual world. Parastasmatu bhavanyo vyakto vyaktat sanatanaha yah sasaraveshu bhuteshu nashyatsu navinashyati. Everything in this world is subject to destruction. Even the results of one's pious activities will in course of time perish. But there is a world beyond this world. In that world, everything is eternal. That is the world of Krishna. So, Srila Prabhupada, a major part of his preaching was to establish real dharma, the highest dharma, Sanatana Dharma. Which means pure devotional service to Krishna. Anyabhilashita shunyam jnanakam adhyanavritam anukulyena krishnanushilanam bhaktirutama. The highest devotion to Krishna, which is executed without cultivating desires for sensual or mental or intellectual emolument. Without cultivating desires either for enjoying this world or for becoming released from it. Devotional service performed for the pleasure of Krishna. This is the highest dharma. This is the actual meaning of dharma. So this is to be distinguished from ordinary piety or ordinary dharma. Which comes within the category of Kaitava dharma, or cheating in the name of dharma. Which is rejected at the very outset of Srimad Bhagavatam. Generally, people have no idea of dharma beyond this materialistic concept. Even the idea of going to heaven and enjoying there, that's also material. So Back to Godhead or Bhagavad Darshanam magazine is meant for giving people information of their real dharma. Of giving people information of that which they really need to know. When we say the dharma, the highest dharma, we mean the highest religion. Difficult to, because in English they're all different words, but none of them exactly hit the word dharma. So the highest religion, the highest duty, the highest occupation. Generally people, if at all they think of dharma, they think in terms of Hindu dharma, Christian dharma, Muslim dharma, and so on. They take dharma to be some kind of belief system. But actual dharma means the intrinsic nature and activity of the living being. So no one can even begin to understand this unless we begin to understand the beginning teachings of Bhagavad Gita. Which are that we are eternal living beings. We are not born with the body. We do not die with the body. it's difficult for most people to begin to understand. Because they only understand in terms of this world, ihalok. And they see even devotees, they appear to be part of this world. The people who are enrolling subscriptions for Bhagavad Darshan, they take money for doing so. Many people think that if you deal in money, that is materialistic. Because they do not know what is the actual distinction between material and spiritual. A A person who earns lots of money but spends it for Krishna's pleasure is spiritually using money. There are some sadhus, especially I was in Thailand for some years in the 1980s. The Thai Buddhist monks, they should not touch money. So it is thought that avoiding money is spiritual. It is spiritual to avoid money. But actually it is spiritual to engage money and everything in this world in Krishna's service. And to use money for not serving, for anything else than serving Krishna, or even to avoid using money in Krishna's service, is material. For instance, if someone offers you 1 lakh, please take 1 lakh of rupees. If you take it and use it in sense gratification, that is material. So you may think, all right, I won't take it, then I won't be materialistic. But if you don't take it and use it in Krishna's service, that is also material. Because you don't know how to properly engage that. So all these points may be difficult for materialistic people to understand. Seeing devotees living in this world, building a movement, building temples, distributing books and magazines, they may think that this is also materialistic activity. But devotees, they are meant to, they live in this world for the sake of coming out of it and going to Krishna. And they move in this world to educate others how to live in this world so that we don't get born here again. The very name of the magazine, Back to Godhead, means that it is education how to come out of this world and go to Godhead, to Krishna's world. And Bhagavad Darshanam means how to see God. You have seen the logo of the magazine. Srila Prabhupada is pointing up to the spiritual world, up to Krishna. With Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing, showing us the way how to dance back to Godhead. So this Back to Godhead, Bhagavad Darshan magazine should give information, educate people about real dharma. About how to go back home, back to Godhead. There are many spiritual, or at least quasi-spiritual, magazines. But none of them give information about, or rather, there's only one of them that gives information about how to go back to Godhead. Now, undoubtedly, this is it's a difficult concept for most people to grasp. Yishang twantagatang papang jananang punya karmanam tidvanva moha nirmukta bhajante mang jajabhataha. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that persons who have acted piously in this life and in previous lives, who are free from the dualities of delusion, can engage with durata, with great strength, with much determination in Krishna's service. So by giving some donation for printing the magazine, people, they gain some piety by giving to Krishna's work. And the magazine informs in various ways why we should engage in Krishna's service. And how we can engage in Krishna's service. So it's definitely meant for a more intelligent, thoughtful class of people. People who are attracted to read magazines about film stars, they are not our clientele. So the presentation should be on the platform of intelligence. We should appeal to people's intelligence. We can take the clue from the style and the content from the first Back to Godhead magazines. The whole content of which was supplied by Srila Prabhupada himself when he first started the magazine in 1944, I believe it was, in the 1940s. So an intelligent approach, not just some stories. We find people like just some stories, religious stories. But as Krishna, in speaking to Arjuna, the highly emotional Arjuna, Krishna appealed to his intelligence. Generally, people who are religious and pious, they are considered to be sentimental or emotional. But Krishna brought Arjuna from the simply sentimental approach to dharma to the intelligent approach. Intelligent approach is very difficult. People tend to fall asleep.
Buddhi-purmiyoda, nama anugadhu, abhigadhu, makkal kodhi, kadhi-namanatha, nare makkal, thoongadhu,
At the same time, the approach should not be so academic and scholastic that it's just too difficult for most people to follow. How many? That's not released in Tamil yet. The Chaitanya Charitamrita? No. Hopefully soon, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita with translation and commentary by Srila Prabhupada will be released in Tamil. And you will find, when you come to read that in the first few chapters is some of the most difficult philosophy in all of Srila Prabhupada's books. Now, generally, the level of philosophy should be simple, straightforward, clear, intelligent, but not so complex that the average person cannot follow it. We have to remember that the average reader of Bhagavad Darshan is a pious person who reads and hears so many other things. Shruta Vyadini Rajendra Nrinang Santi Sahasrashaha Apashyatam Atma Tattvam Griheshu Grihamedhinam. In his opening words to Parikshit Maharaj, Shukadev Goswami spoke about the situation of most of the people in this world. And how they are not qualified to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Why they take no interest in the topics of Srimad Bhagavatam. Even though from the Bhagavatam they can get their highest knowledge. Because most people, they engage in hearing all kinds of different things. So it's not only Bhagavad Darshan they're reading, unless they're devotees. They read the newspaper, they watch TV. They mix with materialistic people. And in this way, they are blind to the knowledge of self-realization. And simply involved in their home, family, all these things. So Bhagavad Darshan is meant to enlighten them to Atma Tattva. The science of the soul. Atma Tattva. Atma Tattva Vijnana. So the presentation should be clear and powerful. So that even people who are bewildered by hearing so many nonsense things, it can resonate within their heart. Sanda evasya chindanti manovya sangam uktibihi. The saintly persons, by their words, they should cut all the material attachments of materialistic people. So the Bhagavad Darshan should be written clearly in a manner that people can understand. Of course, some people will never understand. Nahang prakasha sarvasya yogamaya samavrita muroyam nabhijata ti loko mama jamavyayam. People who are completely covered by maya, they cannot understand Krishna, even though Krishna is overwhelmingly great. Some people, they're just not going to understand. Some people, they're just not going to understand. For people who are committedly stupid, there's no way to convince them what is right and what is wrong. For instance, if you see a cow and you say to someone, it's a cow. They say, no, it's a buffalo. Oh, no, it's a cow. Actually, it is a cow. No, it's a buffalo. You see, it has two horns, four legs, udders. All buffaloes have that, so it must be a buffalo. So what can you do for people who are not only congenitally, but birth after birth, committed to be stupid? But for people who are little pious, we can point out. They can understand. They may think, well, you see, you're doing puja and arati and chanting mantras, and we're also doing, it's all the same. Then you point out, no, there's a difference between that which is done in pure devotional service and that which is done with material desires. So the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, the basic principles, are easy to understand. If people are a little pious and open-minded, they can understand it. For instance, Krishna's opening teachings in Bhagavad Gita, we are not the body, we are eternal spirit soul. That there is a supreme controller and we are controlled. These points are not difficult to understand. People don't understand because it's never been explained clearly to them. Or because they're so attached to sense gratification that they just can't hear it. Their consciousness is too much covered and polluted. But anyway, we should present the points very, very clearly in a manner. In a manner that people can at least begin to understand. And we may repeat the same points again and again from somewhat different angles of vision in articles, different articles. Repeat it, keep on hammering on the same point so people gradually absorb the information. Also, another point, another main purpose of Bhagavad Darshan magazine is to reply to the wrong propaganda by which people are becoming more and more atheistic. Atheism has become widespread in Tamil Nadu due to the atheistic propaganda of a certain organization of people. And they make all kinds of propaganda. For instance, the deity is only a statue. Why are you worshipping? It is foolish. How can you accept as God someone who appears to be someone who is immoral, they will say. And people, they think, oh, they're right. This religion is all wrong. So via Bhagavad Darshan, and of course, alongside the massive distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books, we should combat all these wrong ideas that are spoiling the Vedic culture. Of course, it's not only the atheists who are enemies of Vedic culture. There are others also who say that this Vedic culture is all nonsense. We have got the real, true religion. And they also spread all kinds of wrong information. So we should give the right information. Of course, that is done in Srila Prabhupada's books. So we may say, well, what's the need for Bhagavad Darshan at all? Just distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. Well, one main reason is that Srila Prabhupada himself told us to promote this Back to Godhead and Bhagavad Darshan magazine. In fact, even before he started writing books, he started the Back to Godhead magazine. So it's not a question of one or the other. But both should go on side by side. They complement each other. Ultimately, the books are most authoritative. But the purpose of Bhagavad Darshan is to present the same knowledge that's in the books. But in a topical manner, and taking certain issues and certain issues, I don't mean the issues of the magazine, I mean certain topics and certain maybe controversial topics, and examining them from the presenting the Vedic viewpoint. And in some ways, the Bhagavad Darshan can be more effective than the distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books. Inasmuch as subscribers get every month a fresh dose, and it's supposed to be presented in such a way that they feel inclined to read it month after month. So it's especially meant for bringing people who are not reading Prabhupada's books, to bring them to the platform of reading Srila Prabhupada's books. And to the platform of practicing Krishna consciousness. Well, you shouldn't think, well, I'm reading Prabhupada's books, so I don't need to read Bhagavad Darshan. But our devotees also need to read it, so that they can learn how to present the philosophy in Srila Prabhupada's books in various ways relevant to the time, place and circumstance that we presently find ourselves in. Many devotees have come here from various parts of Tamil Nadu. So we want to see this magazine very widely distributed throughout Tamil Nadu. And of course, wherever there are Tamil-speaking people throughout the world. In other parts of India, and Sri Lanka, Malaysia, Singapore, Australia, America, Canada, France, Switzerland. Nowadays there are Tamil people in so many places.
Sri Lanka, Malaysia, Singapore, Switzerland, France, Australia, America,
but principally here in Tamil Nadu. At least those of you who are here, you're distributing here, not in New Zealand or Japan. There's tremendous scope for increasing. Chennai city itself, we should have at least 1 lakh of subscribers in Chennai city itself. What about the Tamil community in Mayapur? Has anyone gone there and signed them all up? Few, yeah, you should write and tell them, sign everyone up, get them all into it.
Okay.
So increase this more and more. This is an important service to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada very much stressed this Back to Godhead magazine. He said it is the backbone of our movement. So if the backbone is strong and healthy, then the rest of the body can be strong and healthy. So the magazine itself, in terms of production and content of articles, is strong and healthy. But it needs to be much more widely distributed. So get busy. I know you're already busy. Members of our movement, those who are really members of the movement, that means they're moving. That won't translate into Tamil. You can do something, all right. That they're busy moving, active. So among your activities for spreading Krishna consciousness, you have to also promote this Bhagavad Darshan magazine. But while you're busy in promoting Bhagavad Darshan, you also have to spend some time not moving. We need to spend time ourselves every day hearing and chanting about Krishna, following sadhana. Every devotee has to rise early every morning, go to Mangal Arati, chant 16 rounds, hear the class, study Srila Prabhupada's books. We have to exemplify what is in the books and what is in the magazine. Otherwise, there will be no meaning to distributing it. Hare Krishna. Is there any question, please? No. All right. So you go on with the... Yeah.